Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
So what happens if we don't do anything? Welcome, everybody. It is the beginning of a new week, a new riotous week here in Oregon, as there are lots of political things happening or surrounding the riots, including right here in Salem. It's touching us. I'll share with you a little bit about my experience being in Salem yesterday afternoon for Pentecost Sunday across the street from the Black Lives Matters folks. So what's the outcome if these violent riots are not immediately crushed? Or is that the right thing to do? Are the police responding appropriately? Or should they enforce a curfew with an iron fist? And here's another question for you. What will satisfy those who claim that they must have justice for past racism? What would do that? Is it possible to ever satisfy that? Politically? Will any attitudes ever change if pandering politicians constantly promote victimhood thinking? Yeah, another night, a third night in Portland that violent protests took place there. And of course, last night in Salem, the protesters who gathered at the Capitol, across the street from us, as we held a church service, decided to go start shutting down the traffic on the bridge. Oh, goody. And then we're also going to talk a little bit about Kate finally fires her incompetent unemployment director and puts in place her incompetent deputy director. So is anything going to change? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Now, I don't know if you're frustrated. It's easy for me, folks. I don't live in the city. I live in the country. I don't have to worry. I don't have a business that I have to worry about somebody destroying my entire business, breaking my windows, coming in and looting everything I have. I don't have to worry about that. I don't have to worry about protesters stopping the bridge, but some of you do. And you're frustrated. I want to hear from you today. What do you think we've got to do here? I'm quite serious. 503-589-1220. That's the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let me read an email from one of our listeners. Jim works at the Kaiser Station. He said, tonight a friend and coworker, and this is from last night, okay? Tonight, a friend and coworker texted me saying the bridge to West Salem had been blocked and something about 4th Street being blocked. This was about the protesters, according to Facebook. And hang on a moment here. I want to make sure that I don't miss. Okay. So what to do? Chance the bridge and run my normal route or alternate? Well, I'm going to continue with this because this email ends with a great deal of frustration, and I want to know if you feel the same thing. Again, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you are a police officer and you're listening, would love to hear from you. Are you frustrated? Now, we'll keep your name quiet. We won't say anything. Don't use your name. But I do want to take the first call of the day, so let's take that first caller. Caller, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, I was in that traffic jam, And, you know, these people, this Black Lives Matter and everything, all lives matter, but they're just making it easier to get this police officer off because everybody's presumed innocent until proven guilty. And they're making it so they say the public has tainted him or whatever, you know, so that it's hard to anyone to sit on the jury. Plus, they're interfering with commerce when they block the bridge and that. And the police department, I was in that mess last night trying to get across the bridge. There's people with open containers and everything walking in there, and they're not doing anything. They need the fire department with their hoses to clear this. They have a right to demonstrate in the park and on the sidewalks, but not block traffic, not cross the street against traffic signs and everything. When we were with AFP, the police forced us to do the right thing because I guess we weren't popular. These people are popular. Chuck Bennett needs to get his police force and fire department doing the right thing.
You're right about that. So let me ask you the question. Do you think that if the cops had moved in and had arrested every one of those protesters who were, number one, violating the curfew, and number two, were literally presenting a public safety danger by blocking the traffic, do you think that would send a message strong enough that it would stop it and wouldn't happen again?
No, I don't think so, because they don't have the ability to arrest everyone. But they do have a fire department, and let me tell you, a high-pressure water hose breaks those things up really fast. It sends them home. The whole thing is parenting. Most of those were kids that don't even know why they're out there, except they want to. They think it's, they're making a big splash or being just a group. I don't know, but I blame a lot of it on parenting and nobody controlling their kids.
You're right about that. If I was a parent in Salem and there was a curfew on and my kids were at home, man, I'd get out there and I'd find them and I'd drag their sorry rear ends back in the home. Of course, then they would call DHS and I would get arrested, but okay. Hey, thanks for your perspective. I appreciate it, brother.
Yep.
All right, so what do you think happens? What do we need to do? What's the outcome if we don't crush this immediately? Now, last night I was watching Bernie Kerik, who had been the police commissioner of New York City, talking on Fox News. And he related a story that was actually kind of similar. It was about how about 700-plus people some years ago when a police commissioner prior to him decided in New York City that they were going to go march and they were going to go block a bridge, and they did. And they let it be known ahead of time that they were going to do this. And the police commissioner came out in New York City and he said, if you do it, we will arrest every one of you. And they did it. And he followed through. They arrested every single one of them, over 700 people at one time. And Bernie Kerik said it never happened again. So what good is a curfew if you don't enforce it? Well, huge crowds last night in Portland. Yeah, they were peaceful and the cops were amongst them. They had these liaisons and then later they turned violent. So what good did it do? If you say you can't be out in an unlawful assembly, if you say you can't do it, and then you allow it to happen, does anybody take it seriously? Is it going to stop? Now, think back to the common sense of your own personal life. Again, it goes back to how you reared up your children, right? Do as I say, not as I do. How well does that work? It doesn't. What's the answer? Must it be crushed immediately to stop it any further? How much more damage to businesses? How much more damage to people's lives? But more importantly, how much more damage to culture and to thinking? As everybody says, especially the pandering politicians, you guys are victims, and we're going to let you riot. Because we don't want to be accused of being racist. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. You can send me an email to jeff at am. I want to know what you think about this. Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. You were there with us at the prayer event yesterday, and you stayed after I left. So what happened?
Well, the group of us that was talking there, I left with them because I didn't want to be the only person there that was not Black Lives Matter. And this is the second time I've been with them on the street once they came and surrounded me in Portland. And the police were on the opposite side of the street, the three or four cars following Black Lives Matter around, but they weren't doing anything. And they never interfered with them as they hit my sign and chanted at me and made me wonder if I was going to get out alive. But anyway, the policeman who killed that man, he was a policeman in a Democrat-run city, and the Democrat-run city hired that policeman and kept him on, and the Democrats all down from ever since the Civil War have refused to acknowledge that they do not that all the racists have gone over into the Republican Party. They can't tell you when that happened. They just know that the racists used to be in the Democrat Party, but now all the racists are in the Republican Party. And they say that all of the people who used to run Jim Crow are now in the Republican Party. Every single young person I talk to now says that to me. And I believe that the Democrats created that incident because they want this going on right now. They have done this all down ever since the Civil War. They have created incidents across America and followed through with it for particular events. And right now we have so many people who are of communist opinion who believe that America is evil, needs to be destroyed, and they absolutely demand that Trump not be in office. If you look at the conditions that caused the Civil War, with the Democrats saying we have the right to own slaves and the Republicans don't recognize our right to own slaves, and they seceded on the day that Lincoln was elected. They hate Trump like they hated Lincoln, and they are demanding the right today to have the discussion of the United States.
Thanks, Rebecca. I appreciate it. It's an interesting perspective because Republicans are the ones who stood up for Black rights for 100 years. I wonder why that's not being taught in school anymore. Back in a moment. 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Towards the end of the show, and I'm baiting you. That's called a tease in radio. But I'm baiting you with this. I'm going to tell you what I know the outcome of this lawless behavior is going to be. Because it's the same outcome that always happens based on history. It's easy to see. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. This is a serious thing, folks. How we deal with it means everything moving forward. emails to Jeff at 1220.am. And I will continue with the email from Jim, because there's a serious frustration here, and there ought to be. Ames Paint Company here in Salem, they're hiring. Their business is growing, folks. Now, I can tell you from a lot of personal experience, I've been associated with the Ames Paint Company a long time. I've used their products a long time on all kinds of things around my farm, my buildings, my motorhome. Believe me, they make something for everybody. They make waterproof coatings. In fact, they invented liquid rubber waterproof coatings in the early 80s. They've got an opening for a batch maker in their manufacturing plant, and they'll train you. They'll train the right person. You gotta know a little bit of math. More importantly, you've got to have attention to detail, because you have to mix these batches specifically, perfectly. And you got to maintain all the production logs and records. And of course, you got to be able to read. You have to be able to lift at least 70 pounds, and you need to be safety minded. If you have forklift experience, that's a good thing. And if you're a U.S. veteran, preference is given to you. They will background check you, they will drug test you, and they will skills test you. But you know, the benefit to you is a great place to work with a great wage and an excellent benefit package, and they work Monday through Friday, folks. If you're interested, email a resume to admin@amesresearch.com. admin@amesresearch.com, or call them at 503-588-7000, 588-7000. So what do we do here, folks? If you don't clamp down on lawless behavior, what happens? If you never disciplined your children, what happens? Now, the first thing I can tell you that has to happen here is prayer. You see, lawlessness, is it of God or is it out of the pit of hell? You tell me. Now, your children are not born with evilness in their minds. But they're human beings, and God created all of us with a free will. And you know that you have to discipline your children from an early age. They have to know that there are limits. They don't like it, do they? But laws have to be a part of, limits have to be a part of human interaction to have any kind of a civil society. So what happens if you don't, if you say you have laws and then you don't enforce them? What happens? What's the outcome? You tell me. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. What do you say about all of this today?
Yeah, Jeff, this is not an epidemic. This is a plandemic, that report 201. You know, you will not all die. Well, wait, probably AI. You'll have life after. You will be like gods. Oh, you mean the state will take care of you. You know what? You remember Vietnam War and all the protesting and the rallying and everything that took place? We were watching it on television, and you know what stopped it? Kent State.
Yeah, sadly it did. You know, four of those riders got shot and killed by the guardsmen.
That's correct. And boy, everybody went home, and what did Savage say? All of them went home, and the kids went to the basement for a day or two, and then they got a haircut and went to work. I don't know if that's going to be the outcome this time, though.
I think it depends. I think it depends on how it's dealt with. I tell you, I think the president's got to do needs to do an Oval Office speech to the nation. And it needs to be sympathetic to the family of this man and what happened to him. But he needs to say with an iron fist, if you continue to riot, we are going to release. He's going to nationalize, which he can do as the president, the National Guard, and we're going to put you into these cities. And we're going to stop the rioting. And you will be arrested, and we will use force. And then he has to follow through. It's the only way you stop it, besides an awful lot of prayer, because that could be the ultimate way. Am I right about that, or am I wrong?
But, Jeff, they're just going to say, but we're doing the pandemic. We got our masks off on when we go into Target to do our shopping, and we just forget to pay for it on the way out. We're not doing anything wrong. We're like gods, right?
Well, I mean, apparently it's okay for the Portland cops to allow a massive protest after the curfew to walk down through the city yesterday and then turn violent. Yeah. Apparently that's okay, but we can't go to church because it's dangerous because of the virus?
You've answered your own question.
Of course I have. Glenn, thank you. Got to go to the break.
Beyond 12 o'clock hour.
Yeah, well, of course. All right, Glenn, thanks. We've got the phone lines lit up, folks. We're going to at the bottom of the hour break, but I want to know your perspective on this. How do we stop this? Do we have to crush it? And I mean crush it. Or do we stop it first with prayer? Is this a spiritual war? It was pretty evident yesterday when we were holding a Pentecost Sunday, two churches at the Capitol on the park side, and the Black Lives Matter folks were on the other side of the street, Capitol steps. We have differences of opinion here. Well, what's human nature? How do you handle human nature? Back in a moment, 6:30.
No, that's not poverty. Hating believers and light on their faces.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
24 minutes till the top of the hour. The lines are full. However, I am going to get to everybody. Just hang on, because I do want to get your perspective on this issue. How do we stop the rioting? Will it continue if you don't enforce the laws? Does it need to be crushed? Should we be praying and hold people accountable? Isn't that sort of what God does with us? I mean, if you break God's laws, what happens? Kind of interesting to think about, isn't bringing the two of them together. 503-589-1220 is the number to call once a phone line frees up. It's going to be difficult today because I do want to talk to everybody, and I got to get all these commercials in. And we'll remind you that if you are needing to haul away some stuff because you've been working on your place, take it to Clayton Ward Recycling right off of Salem Parkway, Mainline Drive. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 to 5, Saturday, 7 to 3. It's real easy. You do not wait. A great family-owned company, Clayton Ward Recycling. Take your stuff there. All right, right to the phones. We'll start with Art. Art, good morning.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. So just to set the record straight, did you know that the curfew mandate was lifted in Salem yesterday afternoon? And I find that quite interesting. I think it was a move on the powers that be to try to defuse what was going to happen anyway last night. Did you know that?
Yeah, the Statesman Journal headline this morning says it was reinstated until 6 a.m. Monday. And I think you're right. I think they lifted it and they got what they got.
Yep, exactly. And, but, you know, I listened a lot yesterday on the radio as I was doing my thing. And, I noticed nobody addressed the issue of the breakdown in the African community with family and stuff like that. Nobody talked about the root problem that exists there, and they call it racism. However, it's the lack of a family structure, true religion, and where this occurs in the black community, you have all these problems. And obviously that fuels, you know, crime, et cetera, et cetera. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that police are supposed to act in a professional way, and it is tremendously difficult for them because in these democratically controlled cities where all of these problems are, do not address those issues, Jeff. All they do is fuel the racism crap instead of
the victimhood, you know, thinking and mentality. You're absolutely right. Art, I got to let you go because we got full phone lines today, and I want to make sure I get everybody in. So here's the reality of it, folks. If pandering politicians continue to promote the idea that you are a victim of the man, whoever that is, if you're, it doesn't matter who you are, if you are a victim, then you feel you're justified to engage in this activity, don't you? That's why I say we need a lot of prayer. Let's go to Rich, who's on the line. Rich, good morning. Your perspective.
Morning. I'm sure you want to go until the politicians and law enforcement want to go after the root of the rioters. In other words, who supports them, who controls them, who handles them. Nothing's going to change. And you're going to have violence until that happens. But you have to use the force you need to arrest these people and keep them for a few days and print them, fingerprint them, ID them, and follow them after that so you know who you can get a hold of next. But it's not, it's hard, but it can be done. The other thing, too, is when you look at the idea that no one's being arrested, convicted for stuff like, gee, Epstein killed himself in his jail cell, et cetera, et cetera. The Clintons and everything else, why should you worry about any other law? So they're perpetuating it themselves. There's two levels of law. One is law for us, and the other is no law for the lawless.
Well, you're right about that. And I think the fact that there are two systems of justice, I mean, this and it's obvious. Everybody knows that Hillary Clinton can get away with murder and a lot of other things, and nothing's going to happen to her. Jim Comey and James Brennan, they can all do a soft coup, and nothing happens to them, at least so far. And so why would the rioters think that they can't do whatever they want? It's stunning, isn't it? They know the police aren't going to enforce the curfew until they do.
The police are told not to by the so-called Marxist Democrats. The Democrats handle all this stuff through Antifa. You need to find out who's got Antifa, who they are, and start taking them down and work it all the way back to whoever their handlers are.
That's well said, and you're right on the money. Rich, thanks, brother. I got to tell you that what he's talking about, folks, if you missed Attorney General Bill Barr's comments about this, they know that this is all being funded. There are pictures, folks, if you haven't seen, there was a Breitbart story about this over the weekend. There are pictures of some of these protesters have earpieces in. They know that they are being controlled in vans that are brought nearby. Now, that takes a high level of coordination, folks. Who's behind that? Who's paying for it? Attorney General Barr said they're going to track the rioters' phones and see who it is that they're talking to. You know, George Soros is well known for wanting, for funding these organizations through his various charities and other things, but he's not alone. There are others. He's only a part of the problem. Until we cut the head off the snake's still biting people. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC Talk Line. We have one line open. We got to remind you, if you need to build your immune system, do it with Pro cbd-bioscience.com products, CBD. Friday evening, I joined Jen down at the Beehive, where all the food carts are there down on South Commercial by Safeway. It was a lot of fun. I appreciated meeting a bunch of you down there. Thank you for stopping by to say hi. But, you know, it really works. In fact, I heard stories about how it works. Friday night. So if you're going to buy CBD products, you want to make sure you're getting high quality, and you might as well support a local company, and that's who Pro Bioscience is. If you use the code, now we have a new discount code. This is Father's Day month, right? So this month's discount code to get a 15% discount on an online purchase is DAD, D-A-D. So go to pro-bioscience.com. Buy the highest quality CBD products you can find anywhere. Use the discount code DAD and get 15% off. Let's go to my buddy Jake. Jake, good morning. What do you say today?
Hey, Jeff, good morning to you. I drove by the Capitol about 8:30 last night, and it was just, you know, moderately attended by the Black Lives Matter. It wasn't anything like the prayer meeting we had a couple weeks back, or certainly the rally last month. So what do I say? I saw an interview with Rudy Giuliani, former mayor of New York City and lawyer for the president, plus the Fox occasional interviewer. His comments were pretty straightforward. They were a lot like the former commissioner that you quoted, and that was, you've got to smash it from the get-go. So whoever threw the first brick gets arrested. Whoever threw the first rock gets arrested right on the spot. And you grab the first couple of people that do this and mean business with them, and it disperses. Their second point that Rudy Giuliani brought up, and it's also true, and that is that these leaders of these Democratic states are doing such a horrible job, the mayors, the governors should be fired or resigned because they have lost control of the situation. They have pandered, as was mentioned before by another caller, that this has gotten out of control. They need to be replaced with people who mean business. And we all, you talked about prayer, Jeff. I tell you, I woke up in the middle of the night, I heard, and it was just on my heart to pray for our country, our city, everybody, and including that horrific, horrific murder of that guy. This is so long, and now it's sparked wildfire, and a lot of it has to do with the fact that we've insisted on people being cooped up for 2.5 months and living in a pajama party. And now they're ready to burst out at the seams with this uncontrolled energy that needs to be quashed, Jeff. And a hard line needs to be taken. And that's the only way this is going to get drawn down, Jeff. That's my big fear right now.
Well said. Thank you, brother. That's Jake. That's his opinion. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. How do we stop this? Does it need to be crushed immediately? Is there any other way you can deal with it successfully, when people turn violent because they think they can get away with it and nobody's going to hold them accountable? You know, what Rich talked about is so true. People see two systems of justice. They don't like it, and they shouldn't like it. I don't like it. You don't like it. So at the highest levels of our government, people have to be held accountable. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't that send the right message? But in the meantime, what good is a curfew if you don't enforce it? I'm going to tease you with a little something before we go to the break here. A woman in Santa Monica, California, told looters on Sunday that their behavior would help President Donald Trump's reelection campaign. I told you that I would tell you at the end of the show exactly how this is going to turn out. But there's more. 648, we'll be back with Jim, who wants to talk. What are you doing? Back in a minute. Call
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back. It is 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Freedom Heating and Air can keep your home free of pollen and the virus because they have great filtration systems that get rid of all that stuff. So why don't you check it out? Another great local business. It's been here a long time because they do things right. They have great discounts for veterans, senior citizens, and they have emergency services. Things aren't working right, give them a call. Freedom Heating and Air. Check them out online at freedomheatingandair.net. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. Let's go back to the phones. We'll start with Jim. Jim, good morning. What do you say?
Good morning, Jeff. Can you hear me?
Yep, I sure can, brother.
I really think they're just changing the narrative. I mean, they control your mind through their, they don't want to talk about the fact that, you know, I drove up here to Portland in a truck a little while ago. There wasn't hardly anybody on the roads. And I went around driving on Saturday because I didn't have nothing else to do. And a third of the businesses are all shut down. And then a friend of mine, their kid died because he couldn't get into the doctor because all the hospitals are shut. So he had to do a teleconference over the phone with the doctor. He ends up having a seizure, a little young man dying in the middle of the night. And they're taking such a beating on this. I don't even think it's the unemployment thing. It's just the fact that everybody lost their job. Everybody's upset. They don't want to talk about that anymore. So they changed the narrative to talk about something else to get our mind off of. Because if they don't cut it out, we may take back Oregon for Jesus.
Yeah, imagine that.
It's bad.
You know, it's funny, you know, that they thought they would shut down the churches, and all they did is create a lot of church at home. I'm telling you, Jim, there's something powerful that's about to happen here. In fact, it already is happening in this state, and it's faith-based. And it's happening all across religions. Well, yeah. In fact, I know of churches that have never shut down through this entire thing. Unfortunately, my church did, but there are some churches in Salem that never shut down. And nobody's done anything about it. Why? Because they have a constitutional right to do it. That's why. Jim, thanks. You're right. If they're not careful.
We're a big percentage.
Say that again.
We're a big percentage of the state. We're 40, 30, 40%. You know, if we really got together, we could take the state back. I mean, there's no reason these leftists are running our state. And they know that, you know, I mean, Kate Brown's got to be a little bit scared. Everybody's mad. I ain't met anybody who's happy with their shutdown.
No, you're right. And that's why Brown finally fired, sort of, Kay Erickson. But is it going to make any difference at the employment department immediately? I tell you, they really do need bold action. And putting in place the number two incompetent person isn't going to make any difference. Something else got to happen here. Jim, thanks for your thoughts.
Where we are? When we gonna? Where are we on phase two? When it's gonna start back up? What's going on with that? Do you have any answers on that?
No, I don't. The only thing I can tell you is that the data over the weekend is the cases continue to go down, and I don't see any. I'm especially with all the rioting going on in Portland, and obviously not a lot of social distancing there. The weather's turning warm. This thing's going to die off as predictable. And there's no reason to keep the state shut down. And Kate is really in trouble here, as the Democrats are. That's why you got Wyden becoming the governor and demanding Saturday that Kate fire Kay Erickson, which she did, finally. But Kate should have known to do that to begin with. Except she's an incompetent leader, and this is just reality. That's why you need to pray for her so she gets a little wisdom, or that maybe the recall succeeds. Jim, thanks.
The Democrats always do. They're holding our kids hostage.
Why? Yeah, they are.
I
gotta let you go, man.
I mean, come on.
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. So before I tell you what I told you I was going to tell you, what's the outcome of all of this? Let me tell you, if you want a good outcome in your home, hire Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations. You need to fix something, he's your guy. RighteousRenovations.com. Check out the great testimonial, satisfied customers, from a guy who's not afraid to put his personal faith, his Christian faith, on the line, because he puts it in his name of his company. He sets a very high standard for himself. A lot of contractors out there, why don't you spend your time and your money with a guy who believes in living his faith in his business? RighteousRenovations.com. So I got an email from Corby, says, regarding the riot. Sadly, this happens when we let Satan, alias the deep state socialist communists, take over, allowing them to follow a different set of laws than the rest of us and not being held accountable. Busting agitators in from out of state, thanks to the Soros group, needs to stop. The sheeple follow right along with his minions. Notice all the riots that are in Democratic-ran areas. That's right. Back to the original email from Jim, talking about having to find a different way to go home, the long route, because the bridge was blocked. He said, I don't know, Jeff. This is absolutely nuts. What the blank do these idiots think they're going to accomplish? Do you get the feeling they want an armed response? Are they trying to get shot at on purpose or run over, like I hear someone had? Are they being paid to protest and foment violence? I'm just glad to be home. Maybe this is a message that my job just isn't that important and I should look at early retirement starting tomorrow. There's frustration, folks. But he hits a central theme. What do they think they're going to accomplish? Well, let me tell you what they're going to accomplish. Over the weekend, I read a study of what happened after the 1968 riots. In fact, every time there was social disturbance from 1950 on into the 80s, every time, Republicans won elections. Why? Because the study concluded, based on a lot of other studies and analysis, that every time protesters peacefully protest, it moves public opinion towards whatever issue that is. It's a positive. But when protesters become violent, it moves the public's opinion and the voters just the opposite direction. It moves them towards law and order. It's understandable. It's human nature, isn't it? You want to feel safe. You want to be able to conduct your business, have your family go to school, your kids go to school and be safe, be able to go to work and be safe, not be stopped on a bridge and have somebody jump on your car hood or some of the other things that have happened. So that's my prediction to you folks. There is going to be a massive backlash from this that is going to move voters' minds, people's minds, citizens' minds, human beings' minds towards safety. So the candidates that are out there who get started talking now about strong law and order and public safety while being respectful of people's rights to protest, those are the people that will benefit. You watch. Pray for this great nation. Pray for this state. We need it. I'll be back tomorrow, and I hope you will be too. Stacey Ann's up next with Good Morning Salem. Be blessed. Be safe.